Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nerd Badge Podcast, episode We Ran Out of Fingers, 12. I am your host, Michael Quinn, wrestler extraordinaire, half pirate, half man.
I have witnessed this.
Cat dad. I'm the meow father. I don't have a dad bod, I have a father figure. Mr. loves a good too, you know. Let's just start with that. Let's get into my beautiful cohorts today in crime and podcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a beautiful cat mom, new golden hair. She's the love of my life, my beautiful wife,
and my beautiful best friend.
Yay. Wait, your mic's not on. Hold on. What hell if I turn your microphone on?
Huck too.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's one way to get a kick in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gabby, formerly known as Segura Quinn.
Yes. Woo! Thank you.
And to her right, a former mermaid.
Yes. There's proof on the internet.
Oh, we're going to show it later. She is one of my good friends, best friends. And I'm so happy to have her here today.
Family.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great, the actress. The ruler of the haunted house, Susie Sizer.
Woo! Always happy to be here. It's my favorite place.
Yay. So, we were supposed to do an episode on villains, and I'm surprised that, once again, my guests have been struck down. everybody had something really bad happen. So, like, legit, like, I love my friends to death, but something bad happened to, like, everybody. Well, not bad, but, like, plans fell apart and they couldn't be
bad
here.
Bad beginning to summer.
Yeah. Susie's really the only one. Gabby's here by proxy.
But we appreciate you.
I got dragged
here. Help.
Shut up and answer the questions.
Look pretty.
Look pretty. Don't make any sudden eye movements. Don't blink out of sequence.
You ever see that like meme with like the two little girls and she's like, he's coming, look ugly. And the other girl's like,
I've never seen that. That's hysterical.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and the other front, and they're look. Little girls. And it's just, that's what that made me think of. It's so funny.
I was on the ferry the other day, right? And I'm working behind like these, I guess like group of girls, whatever. And I don't know if this is a thing that women do. Like, I guess like I'm outside of that realm. But this one girl was like, they were talking about like a guy that they didn't like was trying to talk to one of them. So she goes, one of the girls, we'll call him girl A, B, and C, because there's three of them. And girl A goes, I can't believe that was so close. He almost started like really, really trying to like hook up with me. I was like, oh, what'd you do? It's like, well, girl B goes, oh, what'd you do? Girl A goes, well, I was having a good time until he came over. I didn't know what to do. He's like, hey, what's your name? And she just starts, she says, I don't know. And girl C goes, oh, I remember him. I was like, yeah, one. I was trying to sit there and get rid of him, but you kept on trying to bring him back to me.
That was one friend.
And she was like, no, he's kind of cute. Get into him. She was like, so where are you from? She's like, I don't know.
I have never done that before. That's a good line.
That is awesome. That is like immediate, like, just, I don't know. Like, are you from around here? I don't know.
It's very fun improv.
Better
than
giving a fake name and all, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
Fake number.
Everyone has like a fake name when they were like single at this point. Like, you're dating somebody new at this time. He's a great guy. We like him.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. What was your? we're going off topic here. We're just going to start talking randomly about things that just we're just going to script
it
together.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's a random day today
where we don't remember names.
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody forget your name.
And we're so glad that you wait. What?
So glad that you, dude. That's not going anywhere. That needs to be like the Captain America meme when he curses in what's it called? Civil War? Not Civil War. Age of Ultron, he goes, language. And everyone's making fun of him. It's like, yeah, that's not going anywhere for a while.
Where we spit on that thing.
Yeah. Everybody loves to hot to.
Pookie, we love you.
Side note, I made so many memes of them. If you go on our YouTube page, our TikTok page. I primarily like make stuff for the TikTok page. A lot of stuff got like a lot of likes. Like, and then views. Like, I'm up to, like, 1,700 on some of them. Some of them got, like, 3. I'm like, what's the correlation here? Like, I think my good ones got, like, 18,000 views, like, a couple hundred likes. And then the really ones, I was like, oh, this is going to be all over the internet. 3 views. I'm like, you had so much promise.
But I do think some of it is filtered. Like, I really do. Yeah. I feel like
the Jurassic Park one I made was really good. I like that one.
I like the Gingerbread Man one.
The Gingerbread Man one was great.
It's one of my faves. Yeah.
I personally love the Iron Sheik one. I'm surprised that one didn't take off. I thought that was going to be gold. That was the first thing I thought of. That stupid turkey. Like, when I first saw this, that was the first thing that ran through my mind was Iron Sheik spitting on that turkey. And then he would say to Madison Square Garden, he's like, oh, the Hulk Hogan. This Hulk Hogan. So let's get into that a little bit. The Hulk 2 girl. Her name is Bailey
Hope?
No. I heard like 8 different last names. Okay. But her first name is Bailey, and she's a teacher from some southern state, as you cannot tell by her southern twang. She is viral all over the internet right now for walking up to a gentleman who does random interviews, and the gentleman asks her, hey, what makes you special? And she just goes, on that thing. You know, I put a little spit on it, you know?
How do you keep a man? I believe the question
was how do you treat a man?
That was the question, yes. I apologize. So that was the question. And then next thing you know, the internet started to internet.
Like it always does.
It went everywhere. It was just a video clip itself, too. Like, I feel bad for that one guy. Like, here he is trying to start his thing, whatever, not. And he's just sitting here watching, like, yo, that's my thing. I got that. I got that interview. What the hell? Where's my... He regrets not putting like a little filtered, what's it called?
A little stamp of authenticity.
A little watermark on his thing, you know? And other people...
He should have spit on that thing.
Yeah, like, watermark. Yeah. I made so many of those things, too. It's like,
well, the whole interview, even though that line is really what got her famous, he asks her, like, 3 consecutive questions.
Yeah.
And each question is just as funny.
Funny. What were the other questions?
What would you say?
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I believe it was, what would you say? If you had something to say to your ex, what would it be? And she was like, I love you, Pookie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I feel like someone's holding that in their back pocket right now, you know, just like watching it. That's what I love about memes, man. It's just, the idea of a meme is just exactly that. It conveys an emotion or outcome with no words whatsoever. It's like the guy with the girl on his arm, and he looks back, and it's just like the girl.
Oh, that one's a long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And somebody else is looking back.
And she's just like, So
there's a lot with that one.
Yeah, it tells a story automatically. A picture's worth 1,000 words. That's worth a million. You know,
that one is a million. That one is priceless. Yeah, right,
that's a good topic to talk about. Memes. There we go. Remember the really first set of memes that came out? It was like the little baby with his fist clenched.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was the Velociraptor. The bad luck kid, the kid who was like sitting there all
grumpy
dirty.
Cat. Remember Grumpy Cat.
Rest in peace, Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat. Yeah.
Or all the Leonardo memes. There's the Leonardo holding the glass. And there's 900 memes of that.
There was so many, like, and then they just started to evolve. Like, people just got really creative.
They did.
But they're easy to make.
Oh, yeah, really easy to make. Kermit the Frog is a meme king. I don't care what anybody says. Like, kids recognize. I actually saw that one time. Some kid was like, oh, look, it's the guy from the memes. And the parent looks and goes, that's Kermit the Frog from Sesame Street.
They don't know that. Millennials don't know that.
They just don't know it.
They don't know the good old.
Exactly. We had to survive back in the Wild West. Memes.
We grew up in the best time, though. Like, yeah. I work with a girl, and I'm just guessing how old she is, but she can't be older than 21.
Yeah. Mm.
And we had a meeting the other day, and we were just BSing for a moment, and I just mentioned John Travolta, and she was like, who? And I was like,
oh, God.
Yeah, she needs to
be
murdered.
I think I seizured for a second, and I was like, wait, John what? Travolta and she was like,
Computing.
Does not compute. Yeah.
How do you not know John Travolta? Like, I feel bad. Like, there's people who... what's it called? Recognize him from like his later stuff, like Battlefield Earth, the movie about Scientology that's loosely based around Scientology. It's
the
like
O.J. Simpson documentary.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson documentary. Yes, it's that guy, right? Yeah. Meanwhile, you have like you said, like let me pull back the curtain.
You got Grease, which is a classic.
Saturday Night Fever. Let me just pull back the curtain of history for you.
What
young
was
child.
It, Michael, where he was the angel?
Yeah. That was a good movie.
There's so many.
So many movies.
I can't go
Face Off. There we go. Face Off.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh. Yeah. He was good.
We got the ball. One more for the good guys.
One more. And then he changed his face for O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
He looks like he's unrecognizable.
Yeah. There's few people that do that. Like, I feel like.
Well, it's also cosmetic too with the makeup and stuff.
But
too.
It's like.
But
insane.
The way they transform sometimes.
Like, I was like, who?
Yeah.
The way that they transform is insane.
Yeah. Like, I love memes now because now we have AI doing everything for us.
Oh,
like,
God.
AI's all over. I love it. There's people who make some crazy stuff with AI, and it's a journey to watch. Like that's a 3 a.m. can't sleep rabbit hole, just scrolling, looking at memes like, that's funny. LOL.
Emoji face.
I feel like that's like, this is
sometimes
like my face.
Sometimes they earn an LMAO.
Yeah.
Ready? Like, this is my face when I'm like scrolling through Facebook, ready? I'll see something like completely really funny, like the funniest thing I see in my life. Meanwhile, I'm writing like, LMFO! All caps!
Yeah, react with all the media and like technology. I feel like everything, like the way we react to things has definitely changed.
Oh, yeah. Like, I will sit there and watch a movie, like, a very underrated movie that made me actually react, like really start hysterically laughing, was about maybe 10 years ago it came out, this Three Stooges movie.
I love the Three Stooges.
That was the, I swear, I was dying laughing at that time. Like, he walks up the ladder with a saw, and he like tapes it to his belt, and the saw's on, and then he's just like, he's cutting out, like everything was scripted perfectly. Like, it all led to a major funny thing, and it was just, you just kept coming after and after and after and after. Also the name of my childhood movie when I had my troubled youth.
Was The Three Stooges?
No, never mind. We'll play that back on another clip. Susie missed that one. Can talk right past her.
She shows up. She comes late, but she shows up.
Yeah. She's there. She's reliable. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think memes have just, like, embedded themselves into our culture. I remember one of the first memes. I actually remember one of the first memes I ever saw. Like, major, like, put out there on the internet. I think it was on MySpace at the time.
MySpace.
It was Freddie Mercury doing his iconic pose with his fist in the air. And it said, when you put the USB charger in the port the first time correct.
Yes!
Like, wow, that's really funny!
You didn't have to!
Exactly.
And to flip it 10 different times. Bend it a little bit.
Yeah.
Give it a little.
So my favorite meme right now is because I love Nintendo so much. Yeah. Somebody's taking a Nintendo cartridge, and he's like, oh, remember when those old cartridges didn't work? Huck, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Meanwhile, doing that did nothing for it.
Yeah, nothing. And then he used to blow in.
We just thought that there's
a little bit of nerd trivia. Do you know, on the back of the Nintendo cartridge, it says, do not blow into the cartridge.
Does it?
Yeah.
So not one person in this world has read that.
Yeah.
Not one person.
I feel like everybody tried doing something. It's like when you're playing Super Nintendo or Super Mario back in the day, it's like do, do, do. Do, 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 and then you really start getting like posturing into it. Do, 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 do. Like it's gonna make him jump farther.
You jump with him.
Yeah, they're like, ah!
But if you play back, if you now sit down and play like original NES games, they are so boring. All you can do is move forward.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can't jump. Yep.
And go down the pipes.
Yeah.
You can't roll. You can't go backwards. Yep. You can't. I don't even think you can double jump.
Some games you're not allowed to. Yeah. Like, I think, like, the first game that I remember ever being able to double jump was Ghouls and Ghosts, or, like, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, where you're able, like, we played as Arthur, and you're able to go boing, boing. And, like, I think the first one you weren't able to, and the second one you were. It was some game like that. I remember being able to double jump. I was like,
How about when you played two players and it was split screen?
Oh.
Yeah, instead like of all on the same screen now.
I think that was Mario Kart. Mario Kart was like one of the first games to actually
one
have split screen.
One of the best games
screen.
Ever made.
Yeah. 007.
Yeah, 007.
007. Golden Gun was one of the...
Yes, GoldenEye.
You caught me mid-sip. I was about to be like, Susie, I'm going to freaking toss you into a wall. GoldenEye, you put some respect.
I
know my video game names and God damn it.
There I go. Give her 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But the video games, and boring was the wrong term. I didn't mean boring. Yeah. They're actually more challenging now because you can't do all of those things.
Yes.
But I played.
I feel like those games were actually hard now. Like, I went back and played Super Mario. When you get past, like, the happy little levels and everything like that, Super Mario will piss you off.
Oh, yeah.
When you get to... People don't remember, like, there was a lot of, like, I don't know who made these zoning laws in the Mushroom Kingdom or something like that. But, man, were they taking bribes. Like, you have to jump, like three spaces onto a little platform and then run... jump three spaces again, and you're like, what I remember being a child, like, damn, I gotta go to school. School saved me from breaking a television back in the day, you know?
And then the real day they raised real American kids with Duck Hunt. Here, honey, shoot the ducks. Hunt. Yes, mommy.
Oh, no. I got a game for you. The Ninja Turtles game for Nintendo.
I loved the Ninja Turtles game.
I don't think I've ever played that game.
Oh, my God.
I'll be quite honest with you.
Unbelievable.
I know.
So why didn't you tell me this before we got married?
Sorry.
You sold yourself.
It was in the paperwork, right? You didn't read the fine print.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You didn't read
so
the fine print,
buddy.
So Susie
knows what I'm talking about. Remember the underwater level when you sit there going through the seaweed? There's not a child on this earth. Like, I want, if you're watching this right now or listening to this on all of our major streaming sites, I'll tell you right now, go buy a Nintendo. You can buy it for like $5 somewhere. And then you get the Ninja Turtles game. You buy that for like 50 cents somewhere. And then you play that game. And when you get to the underwater level, I don't care about PS5 graphics. I don't care about Xbox connectability, online, blah, blah, blah. You will want to murder everybody that you love in fits of rage.
That is how I feel. I'm going to go modern for a second. But I've never wanted to murder worse than I have playing Overcooked. Have you played Overcooked?
Overcooked?
Oh, no, I haven't played it.
So it's like you can play up to, oh my God, you will murder each other. If you survive this, you're meant to be married.
Okay, what's Overcooked?
Overcooked is it can play up to four people and you're running a kitchen together. And there's all sorts of obstacles, so one person has to cook, one person has to chop the lettuce, one person has to...
Now, my question is it like on a platform or is it like a phone?
It's a moving platform. It's not only on a platform.
No. I'm saying, is it a video game? Is it like
it's on the PS? I have it on the Switch, but I think they have it on PlayStation, too.
Okay, cool.
We might have to check that out later.
It will challenge. Gabby couldn't make it this week.
I hope she's alive. It will challenge you in ways. It will challenge you. And it will challenge your relationship. And if you can really work together and make it work and Overcooked, and all my Overcooked fans, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean.
You're on that camera right there.
We've escaped many rooms.
Right there.
So.
Above the television. There you go.
Not that one.
Above the television.
Where do you see another television?
Look to the left.
Okay.
Nope.
Up.
Left.
left.
There you go.
Oh, hi. Oh, I found you. I found you.
Yeah.
let's edit that out, okay?
No, that's it.
That's getting put in.
Gold.
Now I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
The game that
Overcooked.
Overcooked.
Yes.
You guys. People that know Overcooked will. It will. If you need somebody to talk to after you play, please call me.
Seriously, you can't sleep over your place. God, you got really mad
but
at me.
You have to work together in a way that is like you have to communicate to the most.
Utmost accuracy.
Well, like I said, we've escape done rooms. Escape rooms.
Escape
so
rooms.
I think we might be good with that.
You might have a better chance.
Yeah. Pat in the back a little bit. You know, we have more wins and losses. And, you know, I feel like the only time we've ever lost escape rooms is when we did really crappy escape rooms.
Or when
rooms.
You did with me. You lost that one with me. We lost by like 10 seconds.
No, we didn't.
Yes,
no,
we did.
Oh, you mean,
like,
oh,
San Diego? I'm, we did by like 10
Diego.
Seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we were right there. I'll give it to us. I don't care. With San Diego to come over and fight us. It's not like we're being recorded.
San Diego.
Stay classy.
Stay classy. I'm also not also means.
I wasn't going to say it. But.
Well, technically can't say that anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a whale.
Yeah. It's a whale. It's a whale's genitalia.
There we go. Keep it PG.
I'm thinking if there was a term, actual term for it, what would it be called? But I think we can't talk discuss
no.
that
no.
Yeah. on a family
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Keep it PG.
Anyway, those Yanks did good, huh? Did the Yanks do well?
No, they didn't.
I mean, no, they didn't. Yanks,
Jesus.
How dare
Yankees
you?
Got beat the other day really
oh,
bad.
Oh, God.
It was like, well, I'll give them credit. Whooped. Like, I think I was at work and I was watching the game, and then at the start of the game, like, we had to go out for something, and then I come back, and it was just like 9-1 in the bottom of the second. I'm like, what the hell? And that's the thing. What's going on with the Yankees right now? For all my sports fans out there, what happens is that they basically like got murdered every time they lost, and every time they win, they murder other people. So it's like one end of the scale versus the other. You know, I really can't complain.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah.
The Mets aren't doing so bad though.
Yeah, Mets are always going to do bad. The Mets.
But they've always done bad.
America's net. We got it next year.
My entire team sucks.
Yes.
Mets.
That's
how we put it. You want to really piss off a Mets fan? Be like, hey, this is kind of mean.
And I love New York.
I know. You basically tell them, be like, oh, are the New York City's playing? What do you mean? Yeah, the cities. Are the cities playing? Because, you know, like Yankees play at Yankee Stadium. So obviously whoever plays at Citi Field is the cities, right?
The Utes know. Yeah. The Utes
oh,
in
I'm
New
sorry.
York.
It's,
they know.
It's not the Mets Stadium. Why is it called not the Mets Stadium? Because they know if they put the name out there, people will never come and watch.
So who is sponsors Yankee Stadium?
Yankees. Who? Yankees own it.
Oh, well then.
Because they're a real professional baseball team.
But.
Well. Unlike the Mets. And so anyway, oh, funny story. So I was at a thing today. They were doing a raffle. I felt bad because I yelled this out way too loud and people looked at me like, that's funny. But damn, that's mean. They were doing a raffle for a signed Jeter jersey and a signed Darryl Strawberry jersey.
Oh,
so people may not
that's
know this.
Cool.
Yeah, so people may not know this, but Darryl Strawberry also played. Well, it was the Mets Darryl Strawberry jersey and the Jeter, obviously, because you know he was smart and stayed on the team that won a lot more than the Mets.
Derek Jeter, I love you since 1996.
Yeah. So what happened was that. He goes, oh, and the guy was obviously a Mets fan. He goes, yeah, we have this little thing about this guy named Jersey on this jersey. His name's Jader or something like that. I was like, that's funny. Okay. Yeah. So he goes, and then we have this great, awesome jersey of Darryl Strawberry on a Mets jersey. And I just, without missing a beat, I go, yeah, what team did he win a world championship with? When I say every single head turned to me in like, what? I was like, I did not think this was the reaction I was going to get. I thought a chuckle or two. I apologize to everybody. But anyway, go Yankees.
My tip jar is on the corner.
Yeah. I'll be seating myself out now.
It was. Try the lamb.
Try the lamb. Don't eat the fish. Yes.
But what was I going to say about the Yankees? So we were out together, and there was the subs. It was the subway. It was not a okay.
subway series. Yeah, subway series. Yeah. Oh, we're out last night.
No, it was the other night. Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Sorry.
It was like I feel like we sports. We watched this together.
Yeah. We sported together.
We sported together. There were
sports.
Booty chairs.
Yeah.
With butt chairs.
With butt chairs.
Yes. Stick Rumble. We were watching it. Stick Rumble.
But that was that's always a fun game to watch.
It's a fun game. We actually going to go to a Yankee game.
I was just going to say, we have tickets to a Yankee game.
I still got
to
figure that out.
We have to figure out which day to go.
Yeah.
But we got tickets.
So people may not know, there's a little trick, all right? If you go to your local Costco, get your Costco membership. Costco, they should be sponsoring this.
Yes, please.
So if they sell tickets for two tickets, $99, and you get a free drink and a free item of food with your $99 purchase, you take it home, you go onto the website, they give you a voucher, you put the voucher in, and you get to pick your seats. Now, the seats are very great. The bleachers, honestly, I'm always a bleacher guy.
The seats are always great, though, with these tickets that we buy.
They're always great. You're not going to be putting in nosebleeds or anything like that. We get
like, it's always like second tier.
It's always like second tier. You're like right by the field, So I always tell people this. Listen, go there, go to Costco, get your $99 tickets, and then you're going to have a blast. So that's what we do. We do it every so often. It's a great thing.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yankee games are fun.
Yeah.
Until you have disgruntled people playing.
Take a look at who they're playing. Like, it's always fun to choose a fun team.
Yeah. I don't who are they playing? I think they're playing against Cincinnati, actually.
It's something
the
like
Reds.
That. Yeah.
Are these the Reds or the Tigers?
It wasn't really a great team, but.
Tigers are a good team.
Tigers are a great team.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I've been to Tiger Stadium. I love that. There are people out there who are kind of nerdy for sports, and I really appreciate those people. Because, like, they give you, like, really good places to go. Like, people actually go out and travel and try and see every single stadium in the country. And that's a really cool thing. That's a pretty cool thing.
That is a cool thing.
Yeah. So, people try and go to, like, every single basketball arena. So, people go to every single hockey arena, football stadium. So, it's always good to have, like, hobbies like that. And I feel like some people in the world of sports, like, I hate saying this, but I always hate how people who like sports get away with being nerds versus like people like me who go to Comic-Con and dress up and stuff like that. They're like, "Huh, look at this loser." I was like, "Oh, really? Is your name LeBron James? Then why the hell are you wearing his clothes? You're cosplaying as LeBron. So shut up and just let us all have our little fun."
It is also nerding out. It's nerding out in a different way, but
exactly.
Having any sort of like really deep interest is nerding out.
Exactly. It's like there's people who, like, I go to Comic-Con and paint my face and wear really cool costumes with a cape. Guess what? Chuck from accounting, he gets up, puts on a Raiders hat and black and white paint all over his body with a cape and elbow pads and everything like that. But, oh, no, that guy's cool.
Well, let me tell you something. I bet Chuck from accounting was in a Speedo at the Mermaid Parade.
Yes, he was.
So
yeah.
I would like to add that that was a fantastic, entertaining adventure.
So what was I going to say? You see, the sponsors kind of screwed up on me this week. They didn't get me information in time because I have wrestling shows that don't have wrestling dates. I have, and they were like, "Oh, listen, I don't even have a date confirmed yet, so I'm still trying to wait for stuff." The only thing that I do have is a small little thing. I'll just put up a flyer for it. It's my one happy little sponsor up at HAWA, the Hispanic American Wrestling Alliance, where I am the reigning and defending interstate champion. I should have brought the belt, but I didn't because I was running around too much today. I didn't get a chance to go home and get it. We are going to wrestle in Colombia.
Wow.
South America.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is going to be a really fun thing. I'm going to put up the poster right. Wait, no, there we go.
Are you going to go?
Bam! No, right there. Ladies and gentlemen, HAWA in Colombia. It is a three-night extravaganza. I believe I'm wrestling twice on Friday, twice on Saturday, and twice on Sunday. I land. They actually made me change everything, like my whole availability, because I had to pick an extra day up for them, and they're going to fly me out there because I'm doing a press conference out there with the local media on July 31st.
In English?
Oh, it's going to be in English because I don't speak no Spanish.
No just for the hell of it. No español aquí.
Yeah. No mi amigo.
They'll translate it. It's fine.
Exactly. I'll have a translator or something like that. You know, it'll be a good little time. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. A lot of us are going out there. We got selected to go out, and it's going to be a great time. I would say buy a ticket, but most of you won't be able to make it to Colombia. And I'm probably going to be sweating like a freaking whoring church, you know? So, because it's going to be hot down there. We are officially, I believe, below the equator there. So it's going to be a little weird.
But they have something we don't, which is cocoa beans.
Cocoa beans.
And we would like some if you are permitted.
That's a crime. I'm not allowed to do that.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, I might try and mail some stuff back. I'll see what I can do.
I'll
be getting a phone call from Columbia Jail. Hello.
Hello, Gabrielle. You have a call from Gabby, get me the freak out of here.
Do you accept these charges? Nope.
Hello. You have a call from Gabby, stop playing around. I'm really do you accept the charges?
Hola, te llamo Gabby. Yo tengo Michael Quinn.
Me llamo Michael Quinn.
Hello, you have a call from Gabby, stop playing around, I'm not playing. Do you accept the charges?
Meow.
That's what's gonna happen.
Totally.
Yeah, of course I'm going to help you. The bail is $1 million. Sorry, honey. See you later.
Michael, who?
Ready? You have a call from Gabby. It's their money, not ours. Do you accept the charges?
Go on the website right now and fundraise.
Start a GoFundMe.
Free Michael. Hashtag free Michael. And work for Brittany.
Yeah. That's going to be a fun little trip. So that's our free little Steven. Sponsor message.
Free Steven. Yeah,
free Steven. Steven Person.
Steven Person.
Bring Steven Person.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my little commercial break. That's the only sponsor I have right now. So, yeah, it's fun. Because everyone else couldn't get me anything in time or have anything concrete to even give me. So,
unless Costco, you really do want to sponsor.
Costco.
I found you. I found you. Because let me tell you something, okay? Costco has the best sports bras and leggings. Really.
They do have good clothes.
I stock up like a couple times a year. Great outdoor patio furniture and pool accessories.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You cannot go from like, they have great bras and underwear and stuff like that. Also, if you need furniture for the outside, hey, Costco, right in the next aisle.
I'm not kidding.
Listen, Costco's,
I sat on two amazing.
Costco has also a beautiful alcohol aisle.
Yeah,
I'd just like to point that out.
It is.
I mean, $1.50 hot dog and a soda.
It's fantastic.
Where in the world?
I know.
Where in the world? And free samples as you shop.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Please do sponsor us, Costco.
Yes. So one thing I want to talk about right now is a fun show. And again, I'm not going to go into spoilers, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it. There's a show out there called The Boys, which someone just started to watch season one.
But I like it very much already.
Yeah. Oh. What episode are you up to right now?
So it's been a while. I need to come back. But I'm in season one, but I do understand the premise of kind of like good superheroes gone rogue.
So what happens?
And I love the premise.
Yes.
Of it.
So the premise of the show is, I know we slightly talked about it on other shows, is the fact that they do other types of. I did it last time when I talked about fatigue on superhero films and media, but it's not true because other things like The Boys and Invincible are growing and thriving. Homelander is in Mortal Kombat 1, which is a beautiful thing to do. Like, I love playing as him. And, like, they take his fatality and kind of twist it. They make it from a part of the show. If you haven't played Mortal Kombat 1, it's a great game. Go play it. Go get it. So what happens is that The Boys is kind of like a satire of superheroes. So each character kind of in the original have kind of like, even like the original seven in the seven are just basically superheroes from DC and Marvel and everything like that, all kind of like just twisted on their head a little bit. Like Homelander is supposed to be Superman. The Deep is Aquaman. Lady Maeve is Wonder Woman. Black Noir is Batman. A-Train is The Flash. Who else am I missing? And then there's one more on the seven. The invisible guy. He's supposed to be, I guess, Invisible Woman.
I wanted to say Dr. Manhattan, but that is not.
No. So basically, one of them gets, like, taken out and whatever, and it's a Lamplighter who is basically supposed to be Johnny Storm, if you would, and then they try and find somebody to replace him. So they take in Starlight. Starlight, I'm still kind of like, I feel like, I mean, she's in the original comics, absolutely. And if you haven't read the comics and just watched the show, you're doing yourself a disservice. Like, the things that they change, it's just like Walking Dead. They kind of, like, switch things around. I wonder who made that,
Is it the same
guy.
Creator?
Same guy. Kirk Rowland. Well, not Rowland. Whatever his name is. I forget his name. We know this. We're horrible with names.
Kirk something.
Kirk. Whatever. Anyway, so now, basically, like, he made these comics because, like, I mean, I guess he got into the world of comic book heroes and just wanted to, like, just mess around with stuff. And yeah, it's a great show. The characters are really great. They have a regular person named Huey who's girlfriend. I can talk about certain things now because, you know, we're so far past of what the show has become. It's become because of basically like pop culture. His girlfriend, just like in the comic, gets murdered by A-Train by accident. He is running. A-Train has the ability to run super fast, like the Flash. And he's doesn't realize it, but he hits Huey's girlfriend and then kills her, like in the first episode. So he's holding onto her hands as her body just like implodes, like just explodes all over the place. So, now, basically, there's a character called Billy Butcher. He doesn't have any superpowers, but basically, he is part of a team. I don't want to go back and forth between the show, but I have to. Like, Billy Butcher is part of a team that helps correct superheroes acting badly. That's the whole thing. And, like, in the comics, Homelander is absolutely crazy, but there's more of a good guy side to him. I feel like in the show, they actually take in his more dark side. And
they definitely do.
Oh, my God. God,
it
they
gore, yeah, gore, gore, gory. Yeah.
He just goes absolutely bananas on the show. But like in the comics, what happens is that like he gets sent pictures from a mysterious person, and it has him like eating people and lasering babies and like all this crazy stuff. But he doesn't remember it, so he's going crazy. Like, am I losing control and everything like that? He is kind of a prick, but it's not like to what the show has made him out to be. So basically, they find out who. Like, in the comics, like, what basically happens, I don't want to give that away in case somebody wants to read the comics, but they find out who is actually doing that, and it's crazy. Like, they change some things. Remember Stormfront, yeah. The girl Nazi? Well, in the show, in the comics, it's actually a dude. So they took that story from Soldier Boy, who they completely changed and made into a tier, God-tier level freaking threat, because Soldier Boy was really not that crazy. So it was Stormfront who was cloned. Homelander was cloned from Stormfront. That was the whole thing. So when Stormfront became a girl, they kind of just switched the story around a little bit, you know? So that's what happened. So they made Homelander kind of like I got to talk about this one thing about the show. The one thing I hate, and I didn't want to say that. I'll say this for another episode, for the villains episode. The villains have always, in today's age, have been more sympathetic. Like, they always have, like, I'm doing this because this needs to happen, and I'm the only one with the guts to change it, and everyone kind of sides with the villain a little bit. I get that. You're trying to get everyone to love the character. I get that. To me, the greatest villains have always been somebody who wants to go, I want to see the world fall apart at my feet and come to me for the answers. Like, I want to be the guy that's in charge of everything, you know? And in this show, they make Homelander that.
I was just going to say that.
But at the same time, it drives me nuts when they go, oh, I was in this box. You know, like when he talked about the box and everything like that.
Yeah.
I was like. But then they make him do the other stuff that he did. No spoilers, I promise. Yeah. So it's like, I'm like, come on now. Seriously, like, it's.
They kind of go back and forth.
Yeah. I like my villains completely all in. You know, like, just no retribution. Turning aside, no casting aside their old ways of thinking and doing the greater good and sacrificing themselves. But yeah, Homelander is just amazing character. He's just a villain in this show. And it's so crazy. Like, you could tell him, like, you could tell he's like just out of his mind in this show.
But those narcissists are the most dangerous in comics, in real life, like in history. Yeah,
exactly.
Those narcissists are the most dangerous.
Well, that's another episode we'll talk about later on. but yeah, so now you have the thing about the boys that everyone seems to like is the fact that everyone likes to see a superpower, and that's what I'm really big on saying. Like, because I feel everyone likes to see, oh, that guy was able to do this, you know? Like the episode.
Well, that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. So they brought up a couple of characters into the show. Two characters predominantly that are made up for the show is Sister Sage and Firecracker. They're not in the comics.
Oh.
So for me.
Oh, they're not?
They're not.
Okay.
They're not in the comic whatsoever. So when it comes to Sister Sage, I am kind of having a hard time figuring out who she is. I think she's one of the lesser-known X-Men known as Sage. And that's why I was kind of like, is that kind of like a thing where she's like super smart, she has a computer brain, but they show how she offsets herself, which obviously I'm not late, but that's how she's going to lose. Like, that's something's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
And then you have Firecracker. To me, Firecracker, 100% across the board, is Jubilee. From X-Men.
Yeah.
She has a Firecracker ability. Now, we haven't really seen much of her ability other than, like, she just goes snap and she makes a little bit of explosion. On what scale she's able to do it for, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure she's on.
I haven't seen much of her.
Her powers lately. So the thing is, the really screwed up part about Firecracker is on the boys is apparently she's modeled after a famous politician, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So in the show, they kind of have her as like a conspiracy theorist. Like these people are like drinking people's blood and blah, 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 doing stuff with people who are not of age. And
trying
like
to turn people.
Exactly. She's like a media magnet, you know?
Wow. And people listen to her.
And now here's the thing. Now here's the thing. You know who else did that? Stormfront. Remember? She was like, oh, we take the memes and we sit there and flip it around on people and everything. And I think it's great. So I was like, I feel like now, like, that's their media run. Like, okay, they're going to sit there and just have this. They do repeat themselves a little bit in this because, once again, we have Frenchie going like, oh, no, we have to sit there and hide the fact that I killed somebody that I know.
I know.
I'm like, dude, like, it got kind of on my nerves when they had Frenchie come out and be like, oh, no, I'm dating this man that I killed his whole family. Like, dude, really? Like, that's not, like, prevalent? Like, I feel like they could have done a better story with
him, yeah.
Yeah, with him. I feel like there's recycling stuff at this point. I was like, dude, he's killed somebody. He has to keep it quiet, blah, blah, blah. I don't like how emotional he gets, but at the same time, I guess that's what they want from the character who's supposed to sit there and make you feel like, oh, Frenchie, you idiot, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
I guess you need a calmer person to lean
also,
back on.
Also, I like to bring up the fact, you haven't watched this yet, but you've watched it with me. Stormfront. What is up with all her plastic surgery?
Oh my god, I don't know.
She looks horrible.
I was watching it the other day too, and I'm like, what did she do? She like
aged.
Completely botched herself. Like she got too much lip injection.
Yeah,
the cheeks had done. She looks terrible. She looks older.
We do that sometimes. Like the guy that I'm with, and like sometimes we sometimes will scroll and we'll look at past celebrities or even like more like C grade or B grade celebrities, and they've just
lost it.
The amount of
surgery, they like completely changed it, the way they look, and now, they make themselves look worse.
On the other
hand, they don't even look like themselves. They don't look real.
It looks terrible.
She looks like literally like your typical Hollywood actress, and I was like, I don't know who told her. Like she was gorgeous.
She was the first season. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She was like once in a while you see somebody that has like that natural beauty. Maybe she had work done beforehand. I don't know. Maybe she's just touching some more stuff up. But she was absolutely gorgeous. So she was in a movie with Vince Vaughn. Neighborhood Watch. She plays the daughter.
Does she? I don't remember that.
She plays the daughter. Okay. If you watch Neighborhood Watch,
I gotta check that out.
It's a movie about Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and I forgot the other British guy's name, and they're basically like in a neighborhood watch, and then like a bunch of aliens come to their town, whatever, and then eventually Vince Vaughn's daughter is her.
I gotta take a look.
You can see she looks exactly like she did in season one. So I'm like, there's no way that she had like amount of plastic surgery or something like that.
Not then, no.
But then, like season, it's noticeable. And speaking to people who change themselves, and I don't like it, Mother's Milk. Without the beard, he looks completely different. He looks like he aged like 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like...
It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a beard and you know you don't have like structure, you know, dude, just carry the beard. It goes gray. Listen, look at the stash right here. Look at this thing. Watch. Ready? Look. This thing...
Watch your drink.
I know. It's empty. Don't worry about it. See this gray right here? Look at this. See this gray right here? I am not ashamed of it, okay? You're going to go gray, people.
It's not for me.
It's shut up. So... It's going to happen, okay? You're going to go gray, and you cannot stop it, except for women who dye their hair and they completely get away with it, and men can't because we get patronized.
Guilty! Very guilty.
Yeah, so.
You can touch
Listen,
it.
Listen, you
can
just
touch
can
your grays
have,
up.
No,
you're not going to say nothing.
You men can have babies till you're 110.
My only thing is that, like, I dye my hair only twice, and that's at the, if I have a roll, and they want, I know, like, right now my hair is, like, damn near brown. So I have to dye it to make it look black again. Because in the wintertime, it looks black. And I need that because I don't have any gray hairs on top. All my grays are right here on the side. See these right here? I do not hide your grays. Gentlemen.
Very Sean Connery of you.
Yes. I go with the Mr. Fantastic. I'll go with the little Reed Richards.
That's right.
He was my favorite superhero. One of my favorite superheroes back in the day. And I was like, oh, Reed Richards is awesome. He's smart. He can sit there and stretch and everything like that. And then this started coming in. I'm like, awesome. So, yeah, guys, listen. It's going to happen. Don't be one of those guys with the really awkward, like, black hair. Because then you got to dye everything. Eyebrows. I've done it for roles. I've dyed my hair for roles only because I have to make everything look uniform. That's the whole thing. So, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say.
Except Marshall Mathers. You can dye your hair whatever you like, and you are still just as attractive.
Spaghetti.
But he sometimes goes black. He sometimes goes blonde.
Yeah. So, true story about it. I brought this up to a friend of mine, and he did not understand what I was saying about. Do you know how he spells his name out, right?
Wait, Eminem. Marshall Mathers.
No, Eminem, right?
E-M-I-N-E-M,
right? Do you know what that is an acronym for?
I didn't know it was an acronym.
M-N-M, Marshall Mathers.
Oh, I never thought of that.
No, what? That's like one of his greatest things. That's like, he's so good with a goddamn
pen.
He's
so creative.
He's so creative.
He spelled out Eminem, which still makes M-N-M.
Which is his name, Marshall Mathers. People never realize that.
But Marshall Mathers is a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
I mean, Marshall Mathers.
Coming to the ring. Weighing at 325 pounds of some
Detroit, Michigan.
8 Mile. Yes, like a giant 8 Mile chain on, whatever. It's like,
got spaghetti's hanging off.
Marshall. The chain is spaghetti's with like meatballs.
He lost the meatball as we speak.
Chain around the neck.
Spicy meatball.
Chain around the neck with the meatballs making it
eight. There you go.
Yeah. Marshall, I'm going to hit your mother with a car.
Because I live in a trailer. Mathers.
B-Rabbit. Mathers.
Oh, are you talking about me?
You know, another funniest thing about Eminem, like, I loved him. I mean, Marshall Mathers LP is, like, again, one of my greatest.
I agree.
I can listen to that thing all day. But do you know something about Marshall Mathers that people don't really realize? He came in second. And I forgot what year it was, in the National Rap Olympics.
I didn't know there was a National Rap Olympics.
I didn't
Olympics.
Know that either.
Who beat him?
Who did beat him?
Exactly. I want to know this. Like, I'm going to look this up. It's like,
can we look this up?
I'm going to find it out because I totally forget about this fact.
And so this is to be continued for next episode.
Yep. It's like one of the first things in the world that ever happened. It's like, imagine that guy's like walking around like, hey, you see that kid on the wall right there, Ken? Yeah. I beat him in rapping.
Huh, I'm curious who beat him.
Yeah, no. I'm very curious who beat him.
It's probably some guy right now that's like a bus driver.
Jim.
Yeah, he runs his own gym. Yeah, that's Jim. By the way, he owns a gym? Yeah, he owns a gym. He's going to talk to you about Marshall Mathers. Don't bring up Marshall Mathers. We never play Marshall Mathers music here. Oh, why not? It's like, don't ever ask him that. And then he has like, you want some Snickers? You want some Reese's Pieces? You want some M&M's? M&M's? Let me tell you about an M&M that I beat up one time.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. Do we know? Does he have a middle name? Do we know his middle name?
let's give Marshall Mathers a middle name. Marshall Dennis Mathers.
MDM. Middum.
I'm just making up middle names. I just want to make up a middle name.
I'm going to go with.
Say the full thing.
Marshall Benedict Mathers.
Ooh.
Because Marshall is a pretty like.
Yeah. Pick one.
Marshall.
Pick a middle name.
I don't know. We're going to go Marshall Shane Mathers.
Shane from Walking Dead, I love you. Season 2.
Marshall.
Season 1 and 2.
Marshall Richard Mathers.
very.
Oh, Lord.
He'd be Marshall something else Mathers, though. Yeah. Because what's Richard? Another word for Richard. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word.
It's a name, so yeah, you can say it.
Technically.
It's his name.
What's
Batman's sidekick's name?
Robin.
What's his real name? Dick Grayson.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, Marshall Dick Mathers, welcome to the family. She's from, by the way, she lives in Nashville. Nashville.
Of course she lives in Smashville. It's not Nashville, it's Smashville.
But Nashville is like the funnest place to be.
Nashville's awesome.
There's going to be people looking for her. She has to like go into witness protection.
But it doesn't say that's where she's from. It says where she currently lives. So I don't know her demographics.
Yeah.
But I was fun to learn that.
That's funny. People
probably gets balded like hell.
Yeah.
After that video.
After I've always said like her poor dad.
And not in a good way, probably.
Well, how do you think her like parents reacted?
Oh, who knows?
See, my mom would kill me, and my dad would think it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It would depend on the parents. Yeah, depends on the sense of humor.
Depends on
because maybe she got the sense of humor from her mother or her father. You
right,
know?
Right.
You know, so maybe they're maybe they're fine with it. Who knows?
Where'd you get that huck to from? Yeah. I got it from my mama.
You ever see that? I came in like a huck to a ball. Did you Yeah, she's a vibe.
She's a vibe. That woman is gonna. You know, the funny part is too. You know, she's actually making money off of it.
Oh, I don't doubt she's rich by now.
She's literally she's selling hats, t-shirts, appearances. She's been going all over the world. She got fired as a teacher, which I think is a little bit wrong because you know what? She's not working with like senior kids, or she's working with like small children.
She's off the clock. She didn't do anything offensive.
Exactly. Yeah. She literally did not. And if you're watching this, I really do hope that you get your job back or some sort of compensation. I hope you take them to court because you don't deserve that. You don't deserve to have your like this your livelihood taken away from you over something so minor. Yes, people have put that on the tip of a sword and swung it everywhere. But at the same time, listen. It's going to be forgotten. People aren't going to realize it. People are going to see you. Just change your hairstyle. Dye a different color. No one's going to know who you are in like 2 years.
We love you, Bailey, forever.
Yeah. So speaking of things that we love forever, two people went to the mermaid parade.
Guess who? Guess who?
Guess who, America?
Not I.
We did. And we're going to put up pictures and videos in like a couple seconds, but I just want to give people a little bit of context what the Mermaid Parade is if they're a different part of the country and not knowing what the Mermaid Parade is. It's basically, it started off as a celebration for the summer. So they do a big little like celebration to kick off the summer at Coney Island. That's a whole thing. And I went a couple years ago and I met the band Blondie. I met Debbie Harris, the bassist, the guitarist, the drummers, everybody. Everyone was there, and they take a reef, and they throw it out into the water, and it just kind of floats out there and does whatever it needs to do. So it's a great thing. It's a very big pride thing, and it just so happens to fall in the month of Pride Month, which is should sure. be celebrated, obviously. And I really think that people get to go have a really good time. And with the lax laws of showing your boobies, which... Man, it kind of sucked because I was going to set up and I was going to do the banner. I was going to do interviews. But, I mean, it got kind of hairy because...
It was just too boobilicious.
It was too boobilicious. There was a lot of boobies hanging around. A lot of boobies. Big boobies, saggy boobies, happy boobies, small boobies, depressing boobies.
They were painted, though.
Painted
Not
boobies.
Not all of the boobies.
No, they were painted. They were all painted, but some were painted more than others. Mm. So, you know, so shout out to our good friend Pearl. Who got us into her float.
Pearl, thank you so much.
Pearl, we love you. Thank you for the invite. It was a great time had by all. And Pearl made me do security because I wasn't doing so much with the podcast because I couldn't tape as much.
And he did fantastic protecting us all because let me tell you, protection was needed.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of photographers out there that are a bunch of creeps. And what happens is that these guys would come out and basically Pearl had me like do guard duty on the float because there was a bunch of women on there with her, with, you know, exposed. So all these guys are just kind of flocking to them. And Pearl's
how their cameras out and their phones out,
which is fine. But
Pearl, like they haven't seen boobies before.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell.
No, trust me. You could tell by some of them with the cameras. You could definitely tell,
I'm sure.
You could tell probably this is the closest thing they got to a boob since they left their house on the internet before. So what happened was that Pearl is a very busty woman, and everybody was sitting there taking pictures of Pearl. So there were some people who were getting a little bit too excited, and they were not allowed on the float. We had a little chat group. Pearl invited me and Susie from the podcast. She wanted us to go, and then she realized, hey, listen, you know what? There's a lot of naked people out there, and I know you put this on YouTube, so unfortunately, if you don't want, like, you know, you don't have to record. And I couldn't really get everyone at eye level because the way that we were shooting it, there was, like, people walking around the background with their boobs out. So I would have to literally shoot Pearl like this, you know, and I didn't want to do that.
But we did catch a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I caught a lot of cool stuff. It's a lot of us. Like, I was able to control the shots. I filtered it down. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the Nerd Badge Podcast at the Mermaid Parade in Coney Island. Hey, we made it to the Mermaid Parade. So, unfortunately, we can't show a lot of the people that we're on the parade float with because there's a lot of nudity. So, we're going to be shooting people as we pass them. So...
Endangerment to your health.
Yeah. Caution for Susie. That's what it means. Caution for Susie.
So here we go. Part two. And we're at yay. This is a fun one. This is where you get to walk around and talk to people.
London, when in Rome, when in Rome.
Wave to the people, Susie. Wave to the people.
Hello.
Nerd Badge Podcast. We get the exclusive stuff. Guy, Mr. T startup kit. That's awesome. So this part has reached the end of his journey yet again. We're done with the walking part of the parade. So now we have to wait till 5. We'll probably get some food or something, and then yeah, we need food. And then we're going to head out to, what's it called, this after party that we have to go to. So, deuces.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the Mermaid Parade is always a great thing. And I think it was really kind of like a trial run for us because I cannot wait for Comic-Con. So much fun's going to happen. We always go every year. I've been going since, like, forever. My good friend Chris back in the day used to get me passes. And then I just started getting my own, and that was it. So it's a great time. It's a great. It changed so much from what it used to be, and it's just an extravaganza of costumes. Like, we get dressed up every year. We had.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing this year, though.
I know. I have a couple ideas. So
figure it out still.
Yeah, I know. So for couples,
we'll figure it.
We have to do a couple. I know it's a couple costumes. I'm gonna get beat over the head for not doing because I always promise you.
What?
Mm-hmm. What?
The one you've been promising me since we met.
Yeah, basically. Because the thing is, I used to just go to Radio Shack and just make my, I'd be like, all right, I need to make this. And the guys would kind of help me get all the parts and put everything together. In case you haven't noticed, Radio Shack closed. So now I'm kind of like lost in the winds, and I was going to make a really great costume for us. We were going to go as Care Bears. But the thing was, I wanted the LED lights that can blind people for life. So when I hit them with the Care Bear stare, it would be a trigger that runs through the sleeve, and then Care Bear stare, and then people basically lose their sight for the rest of the day.
So does that mean you'd both be Care Bears?
Yeah, we'd both be Care Bears.
So who would you be? Which Care Bear?
You were going to be...
I don't remember.
You were going to be Sunshine Bear.
I love Sunshine's my favorite.
Sunshine or Lucky Bear, whatever. It was the green one, yeah. And I was going to
be green one, I think.
Yeah, I was going to be Grumpy Bear.
That's cute. What color?
Blue. I was just going to curse at people, too, but like, yo, back up!
Bear no light.
Exactly. So that was the whole thing. And I was thinking about making Care Bear swords just for, like, just carry around and, like, maybe Care Bear armor or something like that. Just a little fun little additive. But, yeah, so that's what we're looking forward to next is Comic-Con. And
Comic-Con.
I might as well say it now because I can't say it yet. I don't know. I can't say it yet because I don't know yet. I don't know yet. But we will definitely be at Comic-Con in one way, shape, or form. If I have to just walk around and just do interviews, which I'm going to probably wind up doing. It's a great time. It's a great place. If you've ever never been to Comic-Con, listen, you can go out there and just collect comics. That's what the whole nature of the thing is. And then people come dress up as characters, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a good time, even if you're not that big of a nerd. Like, I'm not that big of a nerd. But I go with him every year, and it's always a great time. There's so many people that dress up in these amazing homemade costumes, too. I mean...
It's really cool to see.
Some of the things that people dress up as is just awesome.
And some of it does date back to, like, I don't want to, age us, but, like, some of it does date back to characters that we grew up with. Like, it's not all just the modern anime and things like that. It's a lot of...
It's a combination.
I made a Super Grover costume one time, and it was over, like, $1 million, and it was great. Last year, we went as Mario and Luigi... And we rode the inflatable Yoshis, which I'll put up a picture right here. Boop. So yeah, so it was a great time, and
people actually loved
us. One year I made a costume. I tried making my own thing. I tried making a Tyrannosaurus Rex costume. I don't want to promise I'm going to put up the video because I can't find it. Pictures, it's so hard for me to find. It's on my old phone. And, we had a great time doing that. And people, it was a Thor costume, but I was dressed up as a T-Rex. I was a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, that's, okay. So for a second, I was like.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, I was like.
So, but the thing is, there's a character in Marvel that looks like. I guess it kind of looked like a Beta Ray. His name's Beta Ray Bill, and he's basically this like cybernetic alien that's able to lift Nomir because he's worthy enough. And the Carbonites, I think they're called, whatever. It's a whole big story. And yeah, so people thought I was him. They're like, oh, cool Beta Ray Bill costume. So that's I brought it back. I made a sign, literally, in Comic Con that said, I'm not Beta Ray Bill. I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex, damn it. And I had it around my neck, and I think I have the picture of that somewhere. This year,
the Mermaid Parade. I just wanted to say your line at the Mermaid Parade.
Which one?
Where we were a pirate and a mermaid.
Yeah.
And as we were walking, we not only got to float, we got to walk the parade, which was awesome.
As you saw in the videos.
And as we were walking, a lot of people were screaming out, hey, pirate, or whatever. I would have thought like Captain Hook. You'll see it for yourself. But people were screaming pirate, and he was like, don't call me that. That's insulting. I am a freelance sailor.
I don't know where that even came from. People just started laughing. Mm-hmm. Everyone kept on yelling Jack Sparrow. I'm like, I'm not Jack Sparrow. I'm not a drunk.
versus Captain Hook. I right away said Captain Hook.
Yeah.
I look good though.
Yeah.
Sparrow.
I got to admit, like, I don't usually pat myself on the back with stuff like that, but man, that costume came together. Shut up.
I didn't even hear that. Mom, dad, behave. Yeah. Family oriented show.
Yeah,
fine.
Remember the time.
Remember when.
So, yeah. Well, it's about that time. I think we had a good episode. We talked about a lot of random stuff because our topic got pushed back to next time, 2 weeks from now.
Random podcast night.
Random podcast night.
We had a very good time. I just ate a very spicy mint.
Ooh, a spicy mint.
Yum.
Spicy.
I don't have to worry about the socials because we don't really have anybody. Oh, your socials. Screw it. Plug your socials.
So you'll see them. Michael post them, but they are Ukrainka Dama, _ Dama for Instagram, and Susie Zeiser, my name on Facebook, as well as IMDb and TikTok.
Yep. We are the Nerd Batch Podcast on basically everything that you could possibly have, except for MySpace, because Tom left us high and dry.
Because it became your space.
Yeah. Our space. So, yeah. So, now I have all the other stuff right here. I'm just not going to talk. I'm extremely tired. I don't know how I'm awake right now. So Twitter, on my own stuff, wrestling page, YouTube, all that good stuff. Everything's right here. That's it. I probably showed it already. So
sign up, look at it.
Look at it.
comment, show your friends.
Look at it.
Share, share,
please, dear God, share this stuff. This is really good stuff that we have. So our podcast has got a little bit of growth on it now, so we're getting higher numbers, which is really great. The sponsorships, I'm waiting on new sponsors coming through. My sponsors usually come back when they actually have product to give me. We're looking for new sponsors at all times, so I just may go around asking for sponsors. I mean, the show's already paid for. I don't care. So, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Buenvenido and good night.
We did it.
Woo! Number 12.
Episode 12. God, love this. Dirty Dozen, we did it. Huck two. Spit them all on this neck. Cut it.
I love you, boo.